This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for.
Seated, can you welcome each other to church this morning? Well, welcome to a new year at DWC. I don't know what that's going to look like this year for us, but I know it's been the summer into the fall was better as far as the pandemic stuff goes, getting back to normal and all that stuff. So we're hoping for a great year here of outreach. So try to plug in somewhere, ask us what you can do. We've already had a few new people come in the last few months, have been asking us how they can help, so that's great. This next song is called Let Everything That Has Breath. And you know, your breath is your life. If you're not breathing, you're not alive physically, right? And as with our spirit, we need to give that breath, that life over to Christ, right? In order for us to really live and have life. You know, this song, it says, let everything that breath has breath praise the Lord. And there's nature in and of itself. God doesn't even have to ask it to praise and worship him, right? It does it on a daily basis. Animals, plants, whatever, everything about nature. But us, as humans, we have a harder time because of that will and that fight and that bondage of sin that sometimes we can't conquer. So in this, going into this new year, just allow God to fill you with his breath, his life, and walk you in a path that where you need to go. Ask him what he wants from you this year and walk in that way, and you'll truly have success in life. So let's sing this. You guys know this.
Breath, praise the Lord.
Praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, praise you when I'm young and when I'm old. Praise you when I'm laughing, praise you when I'm grieving, praise you every season of my soul. If we could see how much you're worth, your power, your might, your endless love, surely we would never cease to praise. That everything that, has breath, praise the Lord. That everything that, has breath, praise the Lord. Praise you in the heavens, joining with the angels, praise you forever and the day. Praise you on the earth now, joining with creation, calling all the nations to your praise. If they could see how much your worth, your power, your might, your endless love, then surely they would never cease to praise. That everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. That everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. That everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. That everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Times, you know, sometimes we forget how big God really is, even though we've seen his power time and time again do great things in our lives or other people around us. But I think we just need to be reminded, because sometimes we're just, you know, that he's bigger than we could ever imagine, bigger than we thought. You know, I'm going to stop just negotiating with you, God, about what I'm going to do and what you're going to do. It's going to be all about you this year. And so let's sing this and proclaim the truth that I can rest in the Father's hands because I can trust him, that he knows better than me. And so let's sing this out.
Speak to me when the silence steals my voice. You understand me. You understand me. Come to me in the valley of unknowns. You understand me. You understand me. You understand me, God. Understand me, so I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought. I stop all negotiations with the God of all creation. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought you were, yeah. I believe, but help my unbelief. You understand me. You understand me. Help me reach the faith that's underneath. You understand me. You understand me. You understand me, God. You understand me. understand me. So I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought. So I stop all negotiations with the God of all creation. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought you were, yeah.
Basically the story of Christ coming to us, and we remember that in this season, and dying for us as we celebrate that at Easter. He gave his life away. No questions asked. His grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone. My debt's been paid. He gave everything for us. Amen. So let's sing this out.
Spoken words were formed, you breathed and life was born. You knew that one day you would come. So far from heaven's throne, clothed in human form, you showed the world the Father's love.
You gave life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone. My debt's been paid. Every chain.
could learn, despite ourselves, to turn our eyes towards Jesus. Nothing else would matter. If we really did it, if we really, really focused and did it. Because we can look, and we kind of look, and we take him, and then we turn back to other stuff, right? But if we really turn our face towards him and look into his heart, boy, how that would change our lives. Amen? So you guys know this song, just a simple truth. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
How's everybody? Good. Have you had a pretty good year? How many are glad to see it go? How many wish that it would hang on a little longer? It's one of those things. It's kind of weird, right? Like, I know Rob was just being weird there. But the last couple of years, like I've kind of said, we've seen some improvements, but boy, we've seen some changes that I don't know that we'll ever see turn again. So, for instance, we've seen some changes that are here to stay. And some of those changes that may disturb you a little bit, but on the same side of it, I kind of feel like it's all been steps to my Lord's return. Amen? And so I've kind of been excited. I've been excited because I don't see the world in all of its collective right trying to press forward in some of the things that they're pressing to. Greg, you get that, and I'm going to fix the fan. I was so warm this morning, and then we had a blockage in the Eve's trough, and I was fixing that. I'm soaking wet still. So it's been a weird morning for me, but that's just a typical thing at DWC, right? Anyway, I do believe that there's some ground that governments tried to take, and they learned some valuable lessons, which is even ushering in a more urgent zeal that you should see that the return of the Lord is close. It's kind of one of those neat things, and I'm praising the Lord for that. But one of the things that we love to do at DWC is kind of look back. For me, it's always interesting to look back. And so we've started this year in review several years ago, and I think it's kind of an interesting thing. For us, we see how the world is turning, which is fascinating to me through the eyes of prophecy, right? And we need to be aware of Scripture as it's unfolding, because it's really unfolding right now. But then it also gives us a chance, in contrast, to look at, you know, this is what the church has done despite this year. These are the things that God has allowed us to be a part of. These are the things that we celebrate, and these are the blessings that we've been living. So I want to, again, do our year in review. And so January started off with not a lot of encouragement. In fact, I don't know if you remember last January, but I was kind of going, here we go again, and I was taking a deep breath, right? We knew that it was going to be another one of those years, because right off the bat, the World Junior Hockey Tournament was canceled. And for me, that's a big thing because I'm kind of, you know, I grew up watching that. That was kind of a tradition, and I went, here we go. Thanks, COVID. Right? So I was mad. I was spitting at COVID at the beginning of last year. Then Kazakhstan had some unrest over the rising of gas prices, and chaos kind of ensued. And it blew my mind, but the president gave orders to shoot to kill to its troops. That was right off in January, and then the World Junior Tournament didn't look so bad. I was going, wow, the world has gone mad. We saw Ahmaud Arbery's sentence come down, and everyone got life sentences. We saw California, this kind of blew my mind a little bit, California passed a law that forced stores to have a gender-neutral aisle for toys. Now, I don't know if that throws you. Again, it doesn't throw me because I know who I am in Christ. But if we continue in that confusion, our pronouns as mankind will soon be were and was. Like, we won't have any pronouns. It was kind of amazing to me. A man received, this was kind of interesting in January of last year, a man received a pig's heart in the first of its kind surgery, and he was doing very well. We had an underwater volcano explode in Tonga, which sent out a tsunami that flooded the surrounding islands. That was interesting. Prince Andrew was stripped of his royal titles by the Queen in lieu of the Epstein sex scandal. And Russia threatened to invade Ukraine, although we didn't know where that was going to go. Trudeau brought in his vaccination mandate, and truckers rolled on Ottawa, which made me giggle while I watched the whole thing. And some of the notable deaths, for those of you who are old movie buffs, Sidney Poitier died, which that kind of threw me. Bob Saget died. Betty White finally died because we share a birthday, and that was the rumor every year that Betty White died, but she finally actually died. And Louis Anderson and Meatloaf both died. In contrast to those things, Hebrews would say, 10 verses 24 and 25, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some of you are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching. With that verse in mind, it was kind of strange because in the church, Deep Brook was canceled right away. And we had been trying to get momentum growing in that church plant, and so it was a little discouraging as we looked at the numbers rising. And right after that, the Digby campus was reduced to half seating again. And so we were frustrated because we'd come through so much with COVID, and it seemed like now we're going back. And our goal was to fill the events board at the back there, right over by the garbage cans, to fill that events board with pictures. And I said, you know what, Lord, I don't want to slow down. I want you to bring new areas to serve, new areas to minister. And right away, after church started to get canceled again, we had some big trees taken down in the town, and they were all donated to Helping Heat. So we were keeping busy. And as quick as it was canceled, we were able to reopen Deep Brook, and we started a series on the Kingdom Come. We saw a jump in couples who were coming from outside the church for marriage counseling, which was beautiful, but because we had more time, it was awesome. And we started to give some real wisdom, but it showed us the stress that the pandemic had had. The church took on a single-parent home and to get them access to the internet because the schools were so off and on again and they were doing so much online learning that we didn't want these kids to get left behind. So we've been paying their internet for the last couple years. In February, we saw the Olympics begin in China, which was amazing when we think of the human rights violations and why in the world was it allowed to be held there. But that's another whole debate. The Maritimes had a huge ice storm in which all my birch bowed down before me. I don't know how they survived. Like, it was my maples that took the big swing of it, but my birches, I don't know how they made it. Trudeau called the truckers a small fringe minority with unacceptable views, and then 1 week, and then he evoked the Emergencies Act the next week, which made no sense to me. If they're a small group, then why in the world is the country in an emergency? But anyway, that was for him to lie about on his whole debut that he had there, which blew my mind again. I'm not sure how governments are getting away with some of the things they were getting away with. Prince Andrew settled his sex scandal out of court for money that we can't probably imagine. Virgin Atlantic opened up space travel because that's the thing that was really on people's minds. And for $450,000, you can buy a seat to see space. That's interesting. Austin Cindric won the Daytona 500. The Rams won the Super Bowl, which some of those sports things were the only moments of sanity that I seem to have in the calendar year. And then Ukraine was invaded by Russia, which kind of took the breath of the world away as we started to see how the UN seemed to be toothless, right? Romans 12, 4 and 5, for just as each of us has one body and many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all of the others. In the church, we finished up the Kingdom Come series. Kirtland shared some lessons from NASCAR. We had a Bible study that started to meet at the church again, which was kind of awesome that we could have in-person meetings like that with smaller groups. We held a leaders course to encourage people to stay involved. We had Tracy share from the Word, really calling us to sound the alarm, which was really timely and a beautiful message. And we finished the month with a physical board meeting, which we hadn't been able to do in years. In March, we saw the world mask mandates lift in Nova Scotia. We saw gas go way up. It was like green giant up, way up, right, with all the carbon taxes started to come in. There was an earthquake in Japan. There was fires in Texas. We saw Tom Brady come out of retirement after only really a few days, right? We saw Taylor Hawkins, who's the drummer of the Foo Fighters, die at the age of 50, which made me sad. Matthew 18, 20, for where two or three are gathered in his name, there am I with them. In the church, we offered a six-week course on stress with Catherine Brooks. In the church, we delivered wood to a home that ran out too soon, and we started a series in Esther. The Youth and the Kids for Christ relaunched, which was a big blessing to many parents who actually going by the crossing guard, some of them had tears of joy that we were able to start the kids' programs again, which I don't know if they were just so tired of their kids or the kids were just so excited to do things again. Either way, we rejoiced. We asked, this was an interesting thing, Kirtland and I were asked to come to a property in a nearby community where there had been demonic activity and to pray over the home. And that was amazing. If you've never had spiritual warfare, we could feel it driving up to the home, and by the time we left, there was the glory of God. It was incredible. Mercy Ministries had a first. We had a project in Florida, which we had never had before, but some of our snowbirds who go there saw a need, and they said, we're going to rally, and they got some people together, and they built a deck for a couple who were battling some cancer treatments and different things, and so Mercy Ministries went international, and that was awesome, right? In April, we saw Ukraine attacking the Russian oil depot. We saw the Pope apologize to the residential survivors. We saw Tiger Woods play in the Masters 13 months after they thought they might have to amputate his leg. We saw Will Smith slap another man live on TV as if it was normal, right? We saw space tourism take another to another level when four people paid $55 million each for a week at the space station. Again, there's a whole bunch of conversations that we could have there, but there was a mass shooting in New York City subway. Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 million, and some notable deaths were the comedian Gilbert Godfrey, Guy Lafleur passed away, and Estelle Harris passed away at 93. 1 Corinthians 3:9, for we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. In the church, Kirtland shared on fishing for men. Easter celebrations took place for the first time in 2 years where we had services, we had kids' celebrations, we showed the passion of the Christ. We saw the passing of Rose Thomas and their family came together and shared in a celebration of her life. We had baby Theo arrive. We started the Sermon on the Mount series. In May, we saw Halifax-born Matea Rauch give us a little bit of a break from some of the insanity on Jeopardy as we watched her win $750,000, which was kind of an interesting thing with her maritime roots. We saw Manitoba have huge flooding. We saw a shooting in Buffalo that left 10 dead and 3 injured. We saw the Supreme Court of Canada make self-induced extreme intoxication a defense for crimes like murder and rape. And if you don't think that that's appalling, I don't know what's wrong with you. That our country would say, drink enough and it's okay to get away with anything. It's a defense. 21 died in a Texas school shooting, which that kind of took away the breath of everybody and kind of became our focus. We saw Ray Liotta die, and for those of us who are Canadians, David Milgaard, a name we know well, died at the age of 62. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace and be thankful. In the church, we saw our first potluck in 2 years, praise the Lord. We celebrated Mother's Day, which was awesome. We had our first AGM at the church in 2 years. We held a church barbecue, woo, which was awesome. Helping Heat got 2 more donations from the community, which was awesome because we needed more wood to process. In June in the world, we saw a brief stint with monkeypox. And then all of a sudden, as quickly as it came, it seemed to have disappeared. We saw Golden State win the NBA playoffs. We saw an Afghan earthquake kill over 1,000 and injure over 1,500. We saw Roe versus Wade reversed, which was a pretty incredible thing to watch, and then to see how different states scrambled after that. We saw Ghislaine Maxwell get 20 years in prison, which I'm not worried about a prison time. I want to know names. We saw 53 migrants found dead in a Texas truck that had been abandoned, and it broke my heart. We saw R. Kelly get 30 years in prison for his sex crimes, and we saw Colorado win the Stanley Cup. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, who has called us into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In the church, we had a cut day. We had a kitchen party potluck, which was pretty amazing, again, just to have an event of that size. We had one conference happen in one day with our teens who went down to Halifax, but finally were reminded that they're not alone in this neck of the woods, that the kingdom of God is way bigger than just us here, and that really, really, really encouraged them. We had 2 more wood donations, and we had an Ephesians Bible study start. In July, we saw a parade shooting on July 4th, killing 6 and wounding dozens more, bringing a real amplified effect to this mental illness that is really rampant in our world today, but has not been helped by the pandemic, right? We saw Sri Lanka had a president resign due to civil unrest. We had the lobster bash going in full swing. We saw the Pope apologize here on our soil, and we saw Boris Johnson resign. Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. In the church, we saw our teens, they bought these body bubbles. And let me tell you, it was the most incredible night at youth group that we have ever had, and there was repair needed after, both to kids and to the bubbles. But it was fun, and it was really, really neat seeing it happen. It was kind of one of those encouraging times. We saw the church help out in Lobster Bash, from everything to the blessing to selling t-shirts. And you know what? The Lobster Bash survived, and we praise the Lord for that, right? We saw Kirtland ordained. Can you imagine, after this whole deal of working and becoming married and becoming a father and buying a home and all the work that went into that, he got ordained, and we praise the Lord for that. In the midst of all that, Dave and Bev Parker were moving to a new home, and we were able to help them out. We saw church campfires that summer, which was pretty amazing, and we helped 2 families put in their winter wood, which was just an awesome time of blessing those who couldn't get things quite done themselves, and it was beautiful, beautiful seeing the church come together. In August, we saw Brittany Griner get 9 years in a Russian prison for drug charges, and then plead to be released, even though she had just said months before that she wasn't real fond of the U.S., which is interesting to me. Again, there's some conversations we could have there. Donald Trump's mansion, Mar-a-Lago, was searched by the FBI. We saw Canada win the World Juniors, and it was weird because it's not supposed to happen during that month, so my brain was not engaged, right? Some notable deaths we saw. Gorbachev died at 91. Anne H., which was best known as Ellen's spouse, drove her car into a house, killing herself, and we saw Olivia Newton-John die. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free. And we were given the one spirit to drink. Kirtland told the world that Tim Long was his hero. Does everybody remember that? I don't even remember what he preached on, but he told the world that Tim Long was his hero. And guess where he is today? He's preaching down at Tim's. I said, you couldn't have planned this more perfect because I'm going to make fun of you. We even replaced him on the drums. I just want him to think that he might not be coming back, right? However, in Deep Brook, this was really cool. We were able to have a celebration of Kirtland's ordination right there. And it was one of those times when some of you from the Digby campus came, and it was encouragement not only to Kirtland and Victoria, so thank you for all the love that you guys have shown them, but it was encouragement to our Deep Brook group who were reminded that they're not as little as sometimes they feel, right? We studied agape love, and one of my favorite things, we had a baptism. In September, we saw the world return to the Wharf Rat Rally, right? Which was interesting. If they didn't have it last year, they probably never would have survived, which was interesting. We saw the women win the World Hockey Gold. We had a 6.8 earthquake in China. We had 21 stabbed in Saskatchewan, leaving 11 dead. We saw Roger Federer retire. We saw Serena Williams retire. We saw Fiona hit the Maritimes. We saw NASA crash a spacecraft into a meteor. And the world kind of brought its attention back when the Queen died at the age of 96. Psalm 31, verse 24, be strong and take heart, all of you who hope in the Lord. In the church, we had the blessing of the bikes. And you know what? One of the memories that I will have until I'm gone is seeing two friends and mentors and guys that I really respect pray over my son. Like an event that I helped start. And driving downtown with my son on his own bike, oh, it was pretty cool. A Bible study on Timothy and Titus began. Kids for Christ kicked off. Youth kicked off again. So much excitement around those two groups, which blew my mind. We had a celebration of life for Susan Wilson, which touched my heart in a lot of ways. Helping Heat had another cut day, which was incredible. Again, people in the community stopping to buy us coffee who have nothing to do with our church but love what our church does. And the very next day after the cut day, we had a delivery. Like, God is just so good and so amazing. In October, we saw Iranian women come together and start a protest that the world seemed to join in. We saw Hurricane Ian wreck Florida, killing 21. We saw Judge hit 62 home runs for an official non-steroid record. At least the steroids that he's on, they can't find yet. I don't know how that all works. But anyway, there was a mass shooting in Thailand in a nursery. And that kind of bothered me a lot too. 34 dead, including 24 kids. We saw Hockey Canada, the whole board resign over sex scandals, which, again, makes you wonder where accountability is. 41 were killed in a Turkey coal mine explosion. We saw Haiti declare a state of emergency as gangs took over the country. And pray for Haiti, because that's still happening. Like, the news is not talking about that at all. But you know what? We have friends who minister in Haiti. And, man, it is a mess. We had 150 trampled to death in a Halloween celebration in South Korea because people were so excited to finally be out again. And some notable deaths were Jerry Lee Lewis, Loretta Lynn, Coolio, for those of you who are in the rapper world, and Angela Lansbury died at 96. Romans 15:2, each of us should please our neighbor for their good to build them up. In the church, we saw Love Atlantic start. And we saw our harvest offering come in at $3,000. We had another cut day. We took in items for the Ukraine refugees who were moving to Cornwallis. We did a worship and fellowship night, which was a beautiful and timely thing for my heart. We had a memorial service for Michelle Blood, which her death really surprised us. We had the passing of Lillian Van Tassel. We had two deliveries for Helping Heat that month. We ordered new sound gear. We had a funeral for Sonny, which, again, was one of those deaths that I wasn't expecting. And we finished off with our trunk or treat, which, again, parents in tears were saying, thank you so much for loving our kids. In November in the world, we saw the Astros win the World Series. We saw Jay Leno seriously burned in a fire in his garage. Although he survived, I should say that he's doing fine. We saw Indonesia have a 5.6 magnitude earthquake, killing 250 plus. We saw FIFA start the World Cup in Qatar. We saw an LGBTQ2 plus and whatever else is added on club attacked in Colorado, killing 5 and injuring 25. Still breaks my heart when we see hate. We saw the Argos win the Grey Cup. We saw protests start in China with the COVID measures. And that was interesting, although the media didn't really do a lot of covering of that. That is the greatest protest we've seen since the Tiananmen Square. Like, that was big, right? Like that, and we saw China's government back down, which blew my mind, but it tells you the power of the people. John 6:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. In the church, we started a series on the Holy Spirit. We started Grief Share, and we saw a great group work their way through Grief Share, which has been another blessing as we've done that for years. We helped out a family with travel costs as they were trying to get to treatments. We saw the church get decorated. We had the journey to Bethlehem happen after a 2-year break. Right, which was kind of interesting. Helping Heat helped out a family. Aaron Van Tassel won his second pro fight in 28 seconds. We watched it right here at the church, right? Christmas boxes were transitioning to online. A few of you did them physically, and we got them out, and we started the Advent. In December, we saw Brittany Griner traded for the Merchant of Death. That, again, blows my mind. We had the U.S. scientists make a breakthrough in nuclear fusion, which really mimics the sun. That's a big deal when it comes to energy and clean energy and all those sorts of things. We'll see where that goes. We saw Argentina win the World Cup, and notable deaths were Christy Alley, who died at 71. We saw Pele die, who, if you are a soccer fan or a sports fan, you should know that name. Barbara Walters passed, and Pope Benedict passed. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on guard, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, and be strong. Well, in the church in December, we saw our Christmas craft sale, and it was really neat to see the Lobster Bash get a blessing and to be in front of the people. We helped 4 families with Christmases, and that was one of the best days ever. Greg came with me. We went around, and we were helping out some families that we knew were in need. And it was just a beautiful day of watching heaven touch earth, right? We had Helping Heat with 2 deliveries to get families some warmth. We had 2 Christmas potlucks, one in Deep Brook and one here in Digby, which was awesome. We had our Kids for Christ and our youth parties. We had our Best Years Fellowship Christmas celebration, which was awesome. We had our Christmas Eve service, right? We did a music night in Tideview, which was awesome, and they've invited us back this month, and we had a church bowling night at Wilson's that was free from someone's kindness, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful time. Amen? Now, look at all those compare and contrast, and it's amazing to me the difference that Jesus makes. Right? And the things of the world, how they can discourage and how they can pull down and how they can break apart, and yet, you know, there is a difference that Christ makes. My prayer for this new year is that we would never forget the difference that Jesus can make. That again, church, you and I were once blind, but now we see. I hope that you don't miss the significance of sight. That you were once lost, but now you're found. I hope that you never take that truth for granted. That we were once dead, and yet now we live. This reminder that God's promises will never, ever fail. You know, there is a difference that God makes, amen? You know, some of my few favorite moments from this past year, always the baptism, always the baptism. Elias being prayed over was one of those beautiful times for me. The worship night, first one in over 2 years, but you know what? There was something special about that night that I needed so badly, and I thank the Lord for it. When Greg and I went around helping those different families, there was one house where I was met at the door with a feller who just fell weeping. And he said, "You are the answer to prayer." Like, it was crazy. Christmas Eve, when we sang the blessing over the community as they joined in, oh, what a difference God makes. My prayer is that we would get it and we would let him lead once again. Would you agree with me on that? Let's do this. Let's bow our heads. Lord, I always find it useful to kind of see where we've been and to see all the ways that you have blessed and touched our lives. I'm always humbled by that. I'm always humbled by the things that you let us be a part of. And Lord, every memory is something that is incredible, that if we would treasure them, if we would learn from them, if we would stand and bask in the glory that goes to you. I thank you for this place. I thank you for our community. I thank you for those who call this place home. I thank you for everyone who has volunteered, everyone who has prayed, everyone who has given, who has sacrificially touched another. You are alive and well. And oh, what a difference you make. What a difference you make. I pray that you would just go before us and that your blessing would fall upon us as we head into this new year. That all of these memories and experiences would just give us a confidence in you that we have never had before, that we would hear you more clearly, that we'd see you more readily in everything that we do. Holy Spirit, that you would lead us into even new territory. Lord, I've wondered, what else can you do? But you aren't done with us. What else can you do? I thank you for moving mountains. I thank you for restoring families. I thank you for the miracle after miracle after miracle that we have lived and seen. I pray that your blessing would go before us in the year that's ahead. Would you be lifted high? Use us, I pray, whatever means you see fit. May we be found being obedient and saying yes unto you. Thank you, God, for another year. It's yours. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, guys. That's our year in review. Next year, we're going to be starting a new series. Kirtland will be back. Make him feel bad. Ask him how Tim is making out and ask him if he got an autograph, okay, just so he knows. Anyway, God bless you guys. Have an incredible week. Again, remember that Grief Share is happening at 3 o'clock. So if you know somebody who needs to be here, we're at our halfway point, but certainly they can jump in. Still a lot of great lessons to learn. So God bless you and have a great week in the Lord.